Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Dan, thanks very much. Zach, that looked fun. Was it fun?
It was awesome. I mean, the ups and downs, you know, I'm still beating myself up. Crazy win, but, you know, I had chances there to end it sooner right there and you know, what an awesome game. You know, I'm so pumped we got away from it, you know, with a W. But we just got to keep learning, getting better, you know. It's awesome to be able to learn from a win, though.
There were a couple things that struck me today. The pass protection seemed to be the best you've had this season. Was it that noticeable for you?
Yeah, I feel like it's a team effort as well. You know, I try to do a good job of making sure I got the ball out of my hands. You know, when we did get pressure, be able to, you know, get out of my hands and throw it away as well. And then, of course, those guys up front did a great job today. And I would say, you know, our defense getting sacks and us not having sacks was a big factor in the win today.
How about it seemed like more of the game plan today was your ability to improvise, getting out of the pocket. Some of it I think you did on your own and some of it was by design. But was that more of the game plan this week to let you kind of go out there and be you?
No, it wasn't, you know, but that's part of my game plan every single week. You know, when things break down and third downs are hard to come by and things aren't open, you know, how can I get out of the pocket and extend plays? And, you know, we were able to have a couple big ones down there down the field that were able to get us into some scoring situations.
Just generally speaking, like, what does this win mean for this group after what you've been through these last 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, it's confidence, you know, to let everybody know in this locker room that we're a good team and we can do really good things. And it's going to be a process. We just got to keep stacking the blocks and keep getting better, you know. But you could definitely feel like the tension on the team kind of fell off right there and we were able to do something on offense.
Well, congratulations. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Zach Wilson, guys. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Robert was telling us that after the game, he came up to you and asked if you were having fun yet. So, are you?
I am. It's an interesting fun, though. I mean, you know, it's a roller coaster game for sure. The emotions, right, up and down and, you know, needing to come through in clutch moments. So I'm glad we can learn from a win. It's the best way to do it. You know, I was beating myself up on that last drive. You know, our defense did a great job, of course, of holding them. You know, I got a missed field goal, but I got a couple chances there to end it. You know, I got to take advantage of my opportunity to end that game. And so I'm excited to go into this week and learn from that. You know, I thought we had a lot of awesome plays, but it really comes down to that crunch time. The NFL is hard. We got to win that. And so, you know, I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm beating myself up. So,
can you take us through the touchdown to Corey, the one where you redirected him, just what you saw when you rolled out, what you saw from him, how you guys were able to connect on that, and then the eventual throw?
Yeah, we ran our naked keeper to the right. Corey is actually not really part of the read there. You know, he did a good job showing up across the field. They gave us their two invert look. The corner had played Keelan over there on the sideline, and you know, essentially their deep post safety ends up kind of being a cut player, so he's running on Corey's butt across the field, and there's no one deep. So right there, I kind of just said, hey, if the corner wants to, you know, play soft and take away Keelan on our out, if I can just push Corey down the field, you know, I thought we had a chance for a big play there. So, you know, I feel like that's part of my game as far as just reacting, and definitely needing that in situations like that.
On that deep ball to Keenan, was that the play that got the offense going?
Which one are you talking about? On the scramble
one,
to the right?
Yeah, scramble to the right. Dante.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I wouldn't even necessarily. I would say it was the drive where we got our first points. You know, on that run that, you know, the guys did a good job of pushing MC in. You know, I felt like a lot of tension just kind of fell off of everybody. You know, I'd say that was like, okay, you know, we're doing what we know we can do now. You know, the tension's kind of gone there, and guys were playing looser. I was playing looser, and so it was exciting just, you know, going into a situation like that at the end, I just felt like there was a lot more confidence in the huddle. You know, I was a lot more confident in myself and then everybody else around me. You know, the big word of the week was trusting each other. So I thought that was a cool experience for all of us.
Zach, how are you able to stay so comfortable when things break down in that position? You know, I know that was part of your game in college and we saw it today.
Yeah, you just got to understand that you are you're in this position for a reason. And there's going to be growing pains, but, you know, you got to do what you've done your whole life, and you got to be able to, you know, turn the noise off and, you know, make it like practice and be able to execute and just kind of keep laser sharp focus all the way till the end. And I thought the guys did a good job of that.
On that pass that you threw to Corey, when you waved him down the field, I think you put it in the air about 57 yards. Do you feel like with your arm strength that there isn't a receiver who could outrun your arm?
I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, I really think it just, you know, comes down to, you know, timing and execution. You know, anyone can outrun my arm if I throw it late. So, I mean, you know, right there we were fortunate. You know, I was able to buy a little time on the keeper fake, be able to set my feet. And Corey did a good job just reacting to it and going and getting that ball. You know, those are some of the plays that we need when situations break down.
On that fumble play where you pick the ball up and you threw it down 29-yard gain to Jameson Crowder, how were you able to stay composed and still be able to create a big play for the offense?
Yeah, we had checked to our second play and pre-snap, I'm like, dude, this is going to be huge. And that might have been why I fumbled the snap, because I knew J-Mo was going to be open. And you know, center said I probably pulled out a little early right there. But, you know, the second that ball was on the ground, I was trying to pick it up as quick as I could and get my eyes around. And, you know, J-Mo made a great catch. And, you know, he's a baller. I'm glad we have him back.
What made you think that it was going to be huge?
Yeah, you know, they had gotten to their man coverage. And based on where that safety was playing, how tight they were playing, you know, I knew whether it was him or Corey crossing across the field, I knew one of them was going to have a good shot. And right before I snapped the ball, feeling a safety push a little bit more to my right, you know, I knew that J-Mo probably had the best option there. And so right as I picked that ball up, you know, I was trying to find him down the field.
Zach, how huge has this defense been for this team, even when you guys were having your struggles offensively?
Yeah, huge. You know, they're putting us in positions to win. You know, we've seen that in, you know, the past couple weeks. You know, the game is never over. You know, those guys are always fighting until the very end, and they're giving everything they have, and so it's nice to have a defense that is willing to just, you know, give everything they have. And, you know, Coach Stahl obviously pushes the all gas, no brakes, and it's really cool to see, you know, those guys come up big in big moments.
Zach, there were moments, like the first 3 weeks, where you could see maybe like little pieces of the offense and the team coming together, but there was much more bad than good. Do you feel that after the way the offense kind of rallied in that second quarter on getting the win, finishing it as a team, having the defense and offense, do you guys feel like you turned a corner today?
Yeah, I mean, to an extent, I wouldn't say, you know, we fully arrived. I would definitely say that this is just another puzzle piece to where we're trying to get. You know, we got to stack the blocks and we got to just keep getting better. You know, we can't make the same mistakes twice. We got to go into this next week. And it's like I said, it's great learning from a win. And it's going to be nice to be able to go in there and you know, be able to be hard on yourself and critical on yourself and find what things we could have done better. But it definitely is it's a step in the right direction.
Even though you say your confidence never wavered during the last 3 weeks, what does it mean to have a tangible result, like a win, you know, in terms of confidence building going forward?
Yeah, it's definitely huge for confidence. I would just say, you know, I've always had a lot of confidence in myself, but, you know, you could feel it in some of those situations. We go three and out to start a game and hadn't done well in the past couple games. You know, you could feel the tension overall, you know, guys wanting to press and, you know, we just got to be able to settle in. And it was nice. We were able to convert on a couple things right there. And instantly I felt like our confidence just, you know, the rhythm of the game, the momentum from the fans. I just felt like everything was kind of going in our direction there for a little bit. And I thought it was awesome. You could definitely feel the game was in our hands.
Loose did you feel heading into overtime based off of the way the offense was playing?
Yeah, really good. You know, I knew we were going to put a drive together, and you know, that's why I'm beating myself up, right? You know, we got all the way down. We did the hardest thing. Getting all the way down to the 1 yard line is the hardest part, you know, and so we did an awesome job as an offense doing that. And I told the guys in the huddle, you know, when we were on like, you know, the 5-6 yard line, whatever, and you know, field goal is not an option here. You know, and I got to be able to come through and make a good throw. We called the right play, threw a ball at Griff's feet, and I'm going to learn from that. You know, so it's awesome that we got to come away with a win, because I was beating myself up for that one.
On the third goal from the win, do you also have to not take that loss?
Or? Yeah, exactly. I mean, really, it's, you know, can I try and run it and get it in? And, you know, I'm a competitor, and I always feel like I can, right? And that was why I tried, and really didn't have everyone to go, and so I got to be able to play smart situational football and give us another shot, you know. But I wasn't as hard on myself on that one, really, just because I felt like it should have been over at that point. And, of course, I'm going to learn from that one as well.
Was it nerve-wracking for you, part of your first overtime experience, to now be on the sideline and not have any control over the game, that that possibly could be your last drive?
Yeah, I mean, it is for sure, and that's why, you know, I really wanted that touchdown out of that first one. And it does suck sitting there watching them, you know, third and long situation, second and long situation, whatever it is, and, you know, they pick one up, you know, we get a PI, whatever it is. So that was the roller coaster part of the game. And so it does make the win taste a little better, though.
Salah said a couple of weeks ago that he wanted you to be more boring, but it didn't seem like your best plays today were anything but.
Yeah, well, I felt like what I felt like I improved on today was just, you know, playing within the offense. You know, there was times, I don't think a lot of people see it, but just getting to some of my checkdowns over the ball and taking completions where they're there and not forcing things. You know, and I wouldn't say that some of the off-schedule plays that we had, you know, necessarily were trying to do too much. That was just the part of the game that I feel like I have that comes natural to me, is being able to do things off-schedule. And I'm going to keep improving on just taking the easy ones, you know, reacting to what a defense gives me and being able to just get completions and, you know, don't put that stress in the O-line.
You mentioned earlier that you're having fun, but it's an interesting kind of fun. Has the NFL been even harder than you thought it would be?
I wouldn't say even harder. I would say it's challenging. You know, these guys are the best of the best, and that's what definitely makes it fun. And when I meant just, you know, interesting, obviously I'm having a blast. And, you know, I was so excited, you know, that rush you feel when you see that kick miss there at the end, you know, and knowing that you won it. A win is a win, you know, no matter which way you look at it. We won that game, and it was awesome. You know, but I just feel like I got things I can keep getting better at, and that's what's cool, is we're going to learn from this, and, you know, we're going to enjoy it tonight. But I'm going to be critical on myself in the film room.
When we spoke to Corey during the week, he kind of downplayed this game for him personally, but he spent 4 years in Tennessee. Did you get a sense from him at all today of kind of what this meant for him going against his former team and performing like he did?
Yeah, not much. You know, we didn't talk about it much. You know, at first I actually, I think I said something today like, oh, yeah, dude, I forgot you played here before, right? And, you know, you could tell he comes to work every single day with the right mentality, the right attitude, and doesn't matter who he's playing, he's going to give everything he has, and dude's a warrior, so I'm excited we have him on our side of the ball now.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.